Baskets, a poetry prompt written and read by Karen Fendick. I love the look of baskets lined up on open shelves, some duplicates, others unique in shape or color. Each one issues invitations. Some say, "Look and see what I hold within." Others beckon, "Fill me." I grew up hearing the phrase, a place for everything and everything in its place. This led to sorting and sifting and organizing in a way that compartmentalized life. Work was deposited in a basket. Family had a basket. Play and enjoyment was dropped into a small basket of its own. Jesus has a basket that we pull out on Sundays, or at best, a few minutes a day when we pray. We certainly try to keep our spiritual life contained and isolated. But shouldn't it infiltrate every space, every place? And what of pain or illness? No matter how hard our attempts to close the lid of the basket we place it in, the contents spill over into every other basket in our lives. Is there a basket big enough to hold all of ourselves? Wins, losses, employment, recreation, love, sorrow and joy, wellness and sickness, a God-created space that He fully inhabits, a basket for our life, whole, complete, integration instead of compartmentalization. Yes. Mary Oliver's words spoke directly into my spirit. Poetry isn't a profession, it's a way of life. It's an empty basket. You put your life into it and make something out of that. In her poem, Primogeniture, Julie Agu writes of a multi-purpose basket. Someone put that basket under the dresser, chose to, bent, kicked it maybe. Not the first time. It spent years there, unthought of, only sometimes out of exile, chasing a life in the sun. The blonde wood is well stained for all that. It has held sandwiches, beer, a knife, sunscreen and clippers, diapers. Once, a specimen of toadstool that ate that hole right through the end. But it was strong enough. I remember it full of gloves and a Peterson's guide, peonies roughly shoved through the upright handles, and her hand pulling the weight and the shadow it cast on the terrace like a sundial. A penny from the war lay in the fretwork. I remember that, working its way in or out. And lifting it from her, the light weight that made my hand feel light. That's just as clear today as when she came in from the garden late and put that burden down right here. Perhaps the following questions can help as you ponder baskets, letting words come to shape into poems. What burdens have you set down or picked up in baskets? How many baskets have you split yourself into? Is there a special place for your pain, or does it get hidden away? Can you imagine an integrated life? What would be the shape of your full life basket? Can you describe it? Let words come and fall in place. Play with them. Feel the weight of them. When you're ready, share them with us. Here is a poem my heart responded with. Traveling Basket. I took my basket to the shore, collecting pebbles, sea glass, worn smooth and pale. I carried that basket to the forest, adding pine cones, leaves, curled and bright. Next, I took it to the mountains, trying to capture size, wonder, awed by glory. Basket in hand, I journeyed home, unsure was I too small or too large to fit and fill this life, still weaving twig by twig. Here's a little bit about me. Karen Fendick, poet, author, poetry coordinator, and a voice of chronic joy. Karen is a handmaiden of the Lord, saved by grace, a worshiper, a poet, a broken heart, a lover of words, hungry for truth, amazed by love, on the potter's wheel, his work in progress. After 5 years in Africa, Karen and her beloved husband of 20 years, Rick, are back in rural Canada, where chronic pain drives her to the feet of Jesus. She is powered by prayer, love, and many cups of strong coffee. She is the author of From Ashes to Glory, a Psalm a Day.